You've surely heard of the Ashland Shakespeare Festival. It's one of Oregon's great cultural treasures. But did you know it had to go head-to-head with a boxing contest before it got off the ground? It's true. The community of Ashland picked Shakespeare, hands down, over a prize-fighting festival. Prize-fighting? Sure, why not? Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John. Today is Thursday, March 22nd. And I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day. Of course, if you're subscribed to this podcast, you already know that. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast or about the newspaper column, stay tuned. Or you can read the online archives at offbeatoregon.com while you're listening. Today's column first ran in the newspapers on July 8th, 2009, under the headline, Ashland's Shakespeare Festival One Title Match with Boxing Event. Here we go. For some time now, the season of Shakespeare plays has been underway in Ashland, home of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Virtually every Oregonian knows about the Ashland Festival, but did you know that the first Shakespeare plays, held in 1935, went toe-to-toe with a couple boxing matches in a fight for the audience's attention, and won? Here's the story. In 1935, instructor Angus Bomer of Southern Oregon Normal School, which is now Southern Oregon University, noticed that the hulk of an old Chautauqua building looked a bit like a sketch he'd seen of an old Elizabethan theater. So he floated this crazy idea. Let's fix it up and celebrate the 4th of July with a couple of Shakespeare plays there. Great idea, the townspeople said, but there's a depression on and we're pretty sure it will lose money hand over fist. In the end, a compromise was reached. The Shakespeare plays would be held, but so would a couple of boxing matches. The idea was that the expected profit from the fight would cover the expected losses from the plays. To everyone's astonishment, the exact opposite happened. The boxing matches were money losers, but that turned out to be okay because the plays were a big hit. It was such a big hit that they did it again in 36, without the boxing. And in 37, they had incorporated the Oregon Shakespeare Festival as an independent, nonprofit entity. In 1939, the plays hit the big time when the company staged a performance at the Golden Gate Festival in San Francisco, which was broadcast all over the place on the radio. By 1958, they had performed every play Shakespeare wrote, and by 1963, attendance was more than 50,000. Not bad for a town still quite tiny at the time. Today, attendance is more than 400,000. The festival has an annual budget of more than $26 million. Almost 800 performances are on the schedule for this year's season, which basically runs from spring through fall each year now. Along the way, the festival expanded with a satellite theater company in Portland, which became an independent entity called Portland Center Stage several years ago. In 2001, the 10 millionth audience member attended a performance. As for the boxing matches, well, after 1935, those became history. But for hardcore Shakespeare fans, they wouldn't seem too out of place. After all, when Shakespeare's plays were staged in the 1600s, they shared billing with such blood sports as bear baiting, which was a fight between a bear on a rope and a pack of dogs, and the ever-popular chicken fights. In retrospect, compared to the real thing, Oregon's stillborn boxing festival seemed extraordinarily civilized. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website, offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes. If you're into history geekery, be sure and check out the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. All my stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. For details, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. If you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something at the Beanery, or maybe for a giant flagon of foamy Elizabethan mead, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Or if you do Twitter, @OffbeatOregon. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.